It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Ricker. Coming up, we'll talk about the best songs to celebrate spring and look ahead to some of the biggest concerts coming to Wisconsin in the next few months.
First, when you think about the platforms that presidential candidates run on, they usually fall under the same categories, things like immigration, defense, the economy, and more.
But our next guest says one important topic has fallen under the radar in the 2016 campaign, space exploration and the funding of NASA.
Tyler Rogaway is a defense journalist. He talks about the issue in a recent piece titled, "The Fact That None of the 2016 Presidential Candidates Have a Space Policy is Tragic." Tyler, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, hey, great to be here.
Well, in that piece we just mentioned that you wrote, you say it's a shame that the candidates running for president this year don't have a space policy. So why? Why does that worry you?
You know, in the past, I've always seen, the past elections, space has been an issue. It has been at least something that was, it's an issue that meant something to the candidates, whether that's pushed by, space policy at the moment or by, the public's interest in space. It didn't matter, but at least they had some sort of position on it. And now it's amazing that there's not even a mention of it on their website. I mean, yet alone being asked in the debate or, even on television or whatever about space. And without that, I think our country is losing something much more than just, interest in a program or, the potential, our youth being interested in, science and math. It's much more, and it goes into not just those issues, but also into our future ability to be a leader in the world, especially economically.
So what do we lose beyond, as you mentioned, the sort of inspiration people talk about for science and technology for young people? What are we losing if we're not having this focused attention at the top of the political system on space?
Well, I think the main thing, and I talked about this in that piece, is the potential that we lose to basically set our country up to make to be very powerful economically in the coming decades. Apollo, whether people are interested in it or not, the moonshot gave us a ton of the technologies that made us very wealthy for the coming decades that followed. And it allowed us to beat the Soviet Union economically and technologically in the late 1980s and mid-1980s. So now without that, we have this staggering system. And people say, hey, commercial space, we've got now companies that are doing this. Well, yeah, we've actually stood pretty still watching these companies relearn what we learned in the late 1950s and 1960s. So I think there's a huge opportunity there to basically allow us to learn about the things that are most important today, green sciences, battery powers, photovoltaics, all these things, we can make a big jump by, actually invigorating space, not sort of just leaving it behind as a background issue.
Well, you give the example of one idea people talk about, the idea of, hey, let's park some people on Mars for a while, maybe 6 months, and then bring them back. So if we tackled a technological challenge like that, engineering challenge, social challenge too, and with a deadline, what kind of spinoffs do you see from that could benefit us, not just on Mars, but here on Earth?
Right, and like I just kind of mentioned, the green technology is a big deal today, right? We hear about it all the time. It's hot in the news. It's actually becoming a good money maker for our country. And I think if you really want to learn how to, do more with less here on the planet, whether you're on the right or the left, really, this is just really about money, too, just being able to sell these technologies. Put three people, four people in a tin can, send them to Mars and back and alive, and you're going to get huge leaps in solar power and fuel cells, battery power, and then just the actual material sciences it takes to make this happen. And this intellectual property can set us up economically for years to come. It's the return on investment that is the thing that NASA and I think people that are interested in space and want to see this happen are missing. It's not just about the science, we should do it and it's good for our soul. It's that let's make money doing this. Let's make us rich for the future doing this. And that's how you sell this. And that's what's missing.
We're talking about space policy and lack of same. Our guest is defense journalist Tyler Rogoway. Well, let's look at the public here. The politicians maybe are just reflecting a lack of interest from the public. People are thinking we're worried about our jobs. We're worried about health care in the future. Space sounds nice, but we've got better, more direct investments to make here at home.
You know, and that's a great argument. And you know, we do see that disconnect. I do talk about that in that piece a bit. But the truth is, when you poll the public, they really support space exploration. It's just not a topic. Nobody's carrying that torch forward, right? So it's not out there. But if you ask them, and actually, let's just talk about how they vote with their wallets, right? Not just saying, oh, yeah, Mars would be great. Okay, fine. Look at what's hot in the theaters, right? I mean, we had The Martian was like a number one movie of the year, heavy science movie, okay? Not fighting island, aliens in space with, you know, laser rifles. This was about space exploration, okay? Made well over $100 million, hundreds of millions of dollars in the theaters. The same we had with Gravity, you know? That was sort of a similar deal. And even Interstellar. So people are interested in this. They're interested in the fiction because the reality isn't exciting. We need to make the reality exciting, and it's not – there's putting people in a space station, which is fine, you know, and bringing them back. That's interesting. That's a news tag. That's not a movement, okay? We need to create – we have to have the right leadership create a movement for space and sell it, not just say, science is great, look what we did today, and it's gone the next day.
Well, you're talking about leadership and saying we need to do something. I mean, does this need to be a president who does this? Do we need somebody with the focus on the space program like a JFK?
You know, it really would help, right? That would be the best to have the leadership there to help do it. At least they could put somebody in place to do it. But I think that there could be, I mean, it doesn't just have to happen there. You need the right person to package this and sell it properly. The problem is like a NASA administrator would be great for this, but they're really the lapdogs of the president. You know, they're just there to enforce the policy and then run, you know, what they have from there. So yeah, maybe the right senator, maybe the right person that has that incredible charisma to do it, but it's not going to be done with science talk. I don't know how to put this, you know, in a way that isn't disparaging because I love all that. It needs to impact and make a case publicly. You know, we have a big rocket that's being built that we're spending billions of dollars on. That the reality of it is, it has no mission. It's over decades of, it's going to be multiple presidents that have to fund this thing to go nowhere. So we need short time scales, real goals, and somebody who can sell it. President would be nice.
Do we need to change how we run this whole thing? As you say, the NASA administrator is beholden to the president, but a space plan of 5 or 10 years could go beyond a presidential term in office, beyond the term of senators who might back the program. Do we need a structural change, in your view, to make these kind of missions a reality?
I think so, and I think it might include NASA giving up its exploration in a certain way, giving up its mission for exploration, manned exploration, and maybe putting that into a subgroup of people that can run that and not having it part of big NASA, that can maybe outsource it, certain parts of it, and get it going, and maybe a hybrid with the private sector. There could be other ways of doing this. The problem is we're not even discussing that. It's either public or private in that world. And you know, NASA, we're kind of holding on to the old NASA. And anybody, a lot of people, if you talk about anything negative about NASA, that they haven't accomplished the goals, they stopped, you know, going and exploring manned space flight beyond, low Earth orbit after Apollo, you know, people get offended. But it's not working. Right now is not working what we're doing, and we need to do something else.
We'll leave it there for now. Tyler, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, great being with you.
Tyler Rogoway is a journalist who covers defense for Foxtrot Alpha. That's part of the Gawker Media Group.